Superbosses: How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent by Sidney Finkelstein. The Superboss Effect. Every industry has its leading lights, its superstars, and its innovators. If you've been paying attention to the movers and shakers in your industry, you may have noticed that a surprising number of them, at some point, have all worked for the same person. Gradually, you come to realize that having contact with this person, especially if you've worked for him or her, seems to put people on a fast track to success. Log some time with this person and you're likely to go places. Remain far away and you will forever be at a disadvantage, compared with those who are close. It's important to recognize how absolutely extraordinary this superboss effect is. Most bosses have trouble ensuring a steady stream of talent for their own teams and companies, even with the assistance of world-class human resources. By contrast, superbosses fueled the talent pool for an entire industry. The Superboss Personality. Superbosses all possess extreme confidence. All superbosses share competitiveness. All superbosses enjoy an imaginative nature. Superbosses manifest integrity. A natural extension to superbosses' integrity is authenticity. People who get it. Most superbosses base their choice for key associates on how well they get what the superboss is trying to do. So what does getting it mean? One thing that virtually all superbosses look for is unusual intelligence. Virtually all superbosses place an emphasis on having everyone around them be as smart as possible, and they sum this out through non-conventional interview techniques and by observing them closely during the on-the-job trial periods. A second component of getting it is creativity. Superbosses are looking for employees who, like them, can tackle problems originally and differently. A third component of getting it is extreme flexibility. Although superbosses often hire people with special areas of expertise, they are not usually interested in specialists who can only do one thing. They want a kind of brilliance that can be applied to many sorts of problems. Superconfidence for better hiring. The extreme self-confidence of superbosses means that there is always room for other stars around them. They feel that calibrating with outrageously capable individuals is only appropriate for someone of their stature. When people who are working for superbosses emerge as new stars, superbosses are almost always extremely pleased. The confidence of superbosses also enables them to adapt their organizations to utilize their brilliant new hires. One critical way superbosses do that is by adapting the job description to fit the person, rather than make the person fit the job. Hiring magnets. Over time, all of the hiring practices common to superbosses become easier, because superbosses become talent magnets. Gifted people are attracted to business leaders who appreciate their exceptional capabilities. The extreme talent that a superboss has already recruited creates an environment to which other greater talent is attracted. People also start to notice that those who have worked for the superbosses are achieving remarkable levels of success, and soon, the superboss becomes someone every rising star wants to work for. Driven exceptionally hard. All superbosses drive their people exceptionally hard. In a typical company, people who perform well do get to relax, and they often come to feel a sense of entitlement. In a superboss-run company, such entitlement doesn't fly. You can never rest on your laurels, because as high as a superboss's expectations are, they're always increasing. Compelling visions. Superbosses aren't just trying to make money or become famous. They want to have an impact. They want to change their industry and even the world. Such visions make everything on the job more meaningful. It gets employees fired up to think harder, reach higher, and go further. It helps that superbosses are masters at communicating their visions. The Superboss Playbook to Fostering Creativity. Superbosses have a clear, uncompromising vision of what a project, a company, or even an entire industry could be, and they drive their people hard to help realize these dreams. At the same time, however, superbosses encourage their people to rethink virtually everything else about their jobs. In fact, they expect such rethinking and view it as a core job responsibility. Unshakable vision with openness to change. Superbosses want to be surprised and delighted by what their proteges do. They push people to seek out new opportunities and, if necessary, to change direction at a moment's notice. It is this strange, seemingly impossible blend of unshakable vision and openness to change that allows superbosses to unleash a torrent of new ideas among their people and, in the process, drive their own extraordinary business success. Three actions to spark innovation. There are three distinct kinds of actions superbosses take to nurture openness and innovation in their people. First, they encourage constant risk-taking and rule-breaking. Second, they remove anxieties that get in the way of people doing new things. A third way superbosses nurture openness and innovation is by encouraging their employees or associates to never, ever rest on their laurels. The Superboss Playbook for Teaching. When superbosses hire, they know they are giving an employee a chance to learn a craft at their feet. Staying in the trenches with protégés and serving as something akin to a player coach, superbosses use this informal manner of instruction not only to convey knowledge, but also to exert a powerful, almost parental influence on their protégés. The apprenticeship style management which superbosses embrace is about workplace relationships that are more sustained, all-encompassing, intense, and intimate than the best traditional corporate mentorships. Delegation and accountability. Superbosses are able to constantly and rapidly propel their protégés to new heights because they are the consummate delegators, relinquishing a degree of authority and oversight that would make many ordinary bosses cringe. They possess the deep, underlying trust that is essential to effective delegation. As a group, superbosses believe that their people are fully capable of arriving at solutions themselves, and that the experience of doing so supports their development. What superbosses also do to support the learning experience is to hold protégés strictly accountable for their performance. Superbosses will also tolerate it when you admit you don't know something, as long as you make it your business to find out the answer and quickly. The Superboss Playbook for Team Building. Calibration and team spirit at superboss-run organizations emerge indirectly as a consequence of other steps superbosses take to spur motivation, creativity, and learning in their individual protégés. However, superbosses understand that teams win more than individuals do, that the potential of a group of immensely talented individuals is greater than the sum of its parts. The two C's and the cohort effect. Superbosses defy easy categorization. They are uncompromising and open. They are virtually micromanagers and extreme delegators. To these paradoxes, we add one more. Superbosses encourage teamwork, and they also deliberately encourage sharp competition among their intensely unified teams. This combustible mixture of calibration and competition, what we call the 2C principle, dramatically boosts the performance of individual team members. The Superboss Playbook for Building Networks. Protégés may move on for any number of reasons and in a variety of ways, some bearing little relation to the superboss per se. When they depart, they don't ever really leave. Instead, they become permanent members of the superboss's club, an extended family of former protégés, as well as customers, suppliers, and other hangers-on. As time passes, club members continue to feel close to the superboss and to one another. They stay in touch. The benevolent godparents. Perhaps the most meaningful thing superbosses do to show affection is actively promote protégés' careers. Behaving like benevolent godparents, all the superbosses we studied have recommended protégés for new jobs or even made phone calls on their behalf to inquire about job opportunities elsewhere. Up for the challenge? Superbosses help solve the most fundamental challenge all organizations face: how to survive and thrive. Year after year, bringing superboss wisdom into our careers and organizations takes effort and a dose of open-mindedness. Much of what superbosses do is counterintuitive, so all of us who are not currently superbosses but who want to be, will have to learn to behave differently. Those of us looking to work for superbosses will also have to be more proactive in searching them out. And once we find them, we have to be willing to inject everything we've got to make it work. We have to go all in. Are you up for the challenge?